been used for the outdoor bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
People would call it that?
Mm-hmm. And just going to the post office to get a letter. And they'd go into the toilet.
Uh-huh. Any other expressions like that? I never heard that.
You never?
Mr. mentioned it today.
Oh, he did?
You stay overnight in a strange town at a...
Well, you used to stay at a motel now, but it way back in mine, coming up and be at a hotel.
Okay.
At big hotels.
And you see a play or a movie at a...
At a moving picture show.
Or you might call that a
theater.
And if you'd have to... If you had to have an operation, you'd have to go to the...
Hospital?
And the woman that'd look after you would be the...
Nurse.
And, say, you catch a train at the...
Station.
Or you might call that the rail.
Railroad station.
And, say, if there's a vacant lot, and instead of going around it like this, you go like this.
You go across it.
Okay. You ever heard of any other expression for that?
Well, go through it.
Uh-huh. You ever, you're walking kitty-cornered or zigzag or anti-goggling?
Yeah, I walk zigzagging or kitty-cornered or skip across it either.
Skip across means?
Yeah, a lot of young just to skip.
Uh-huh.
Hopscotch, where you go.
Mm-hmm. What does the kitty-cornered mean?
I don't know. I just know they use that word.
And, you say before they had buses in town, they used to have...
They used to have horse and the buggy, and they called it a surrey.
Uh-huh. What about something that would run on rails and have a wire?
Well, that was a electric... Oh, I don't know, coach.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember those very well?
I've never seen one in my life. Only one I'd see it on a picture.
Uh-huh. What was Lake City like when you were small?
Well, it was horse and buggy and everything. And mm-hmm. A wagon hauled the ice around and a horse. You could hear the old horse's feet going clack, 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 clack all over the street. And haul milk and haul the mail and everything with that.
Mm-hmm.
With the wagon.
It was a real small town, though?
Yes, it was. You know how old I was when I remember going to town?
How old?
16.
Oh, really?
Really.
You used to always stay?
Always had to stay out here. You'd go to town, there wasn't nothing up there for us to go for.
Uh-huh. Where would you go to get things you needed to buy?
Well, they had a little country store like they got now.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get anything you wanted. From shoes, hats, stockings, dresses. Uh-huh. I mean, most of they had to make the dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of groceries that they had. They didn't have the groceries like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
You got sugar and rice and coffee and a very few canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Flour, meal, grits, tobacco and snuff. I don't use none of it, but then my parents did.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking tobacco. Kerosene, you used a kerosene lamp, you had to go to the store to get in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go, we stayed home. The parents went.
Did you want to go?
No, we'll stay home and play. You work out there in that field all the week till Saturday. You want to stay around the house and play with something. We didn't go. When her brother got big enough, he'd ride the horse and carry the corn to mill.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed in, swept these yards with a broom. There weren't no sprigs of grass in it. And I had that to do. Scrubbed the kitchen after mm-hmm. dinner on Saturday. And she made me iron my dresses so I'd learn how to iron. And I raked the yards. By that time it was night.